If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the blind corner man, Aaron, and with me is the guy with the Gearless Joe tattoo, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Going good, Aaron. How are you?
Hot.
I know. It's been... I got the AC going. I know you have probably a fan going, right?
I wish I didn't. It'd catch it on the mic, so...
Oh, yeah.
Steam Room Podcast this week. And what am I sweating my body weight over, Jay, right now? What anime are we reviewing?
The futuristic boxing classic, Megalobox.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes. And this is from the website Manga Tokyo. I guess that's what the website's called. So in the not too far off future, boxing has evolved into a new form of contact sport, megaloboxing, in which fighters don high-tech mechanical gear that enhance their attacks. Among this new generation of boxers is Junk Dog, an underground fighter who takes part in fixed matches with the help of his alcoholic coach, Nanbu. But a chance encounter with the head of the Shirato Corporation and her bodyguard, a top-ranked Megalo boxer, promotes Junk Dog to enter the exclusive Megalonia tournament for the chance to make a name for himself in the legitimate boxing ring.
Yeah, pretty astute.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yes, I'm very curious about this one.
All right, so it's a 2018 anime, 13 episodes. Sports anime. Actually, what I thought was really cool with this anime, real quick, how they go 13 rounds. They go 13 rounds in the final one, and it goes 13 episodes.
Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so I thought that was really, really cool nod. I don't know if it was an actual nod, but I thought it was really cool. And it's an adaptation of Tetsuya Chiba's Ashita no Joe, which is an old, like, 60s anime, 60s, 70s anime.
Yeah.
The studio is TMS Entertainment, and they've been around for years and years. Not only did they do the original, they did the Ashita no Joe sequel. I think it's a sequel movie. They did. Are you ready, Jay? It's going to be a long one, because this is actually really cool. They did Lupin the Third, okay. Detective Conan, The Gray Man, Monster Rancher, Hamtaro, Bakugan, Sonic and Sonic X, and Little Nemo Adventure in Slumberland.
Wow. A lot of things that I'm familiar with.
But they also did Western animation, such as Inspector Gadget, The Real Ghostbusters, Rainbow Bright, DuckTales, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Tiny Toon Adventures, Batman the Animated Series, Animaniacs, and Spider-Man the Animated Series. So
that's crazy.
I think you're probably familiar with almost all of those.
Yes. I don't think I've ever watched Rainbow Bright, but...
Yeah. But, like, I never watched it, but I'm aware of it.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Madhouse or someone. No, it was Toei. Toei made, like, the first animation for the Muppet Babies. Like, super weird. Like, it was cheaper back then to... outsource for Japanese animation. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I think it was, like, Toei did the Muppet Babies, which is pretty cool.
I think Toei also did, like, the original Transformers and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, it was directed by Yu Miyamura, and this is his directorial debut, but he's worked on he's worked on High School of the Dead, Death Note, Monster, and Oh, Ito Rocket.
Oh, wow. Go check out Monster and Oh, Ito Rocket.
Yeah. This is licensed.
The podcast that we did.
Yeah.
I mean.
And those animes. They're all pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is licensed by Viz, which this might be our first Viz. Is it?
Might be.
Yeah, and this Monster was Viz, wasn't it? Monster might have been licensed. Viz. Yeah, licensed by Viz.
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't remember what Monster was licensed by.
Yeah. And then the music was by Mabuna, which was really convenient because I didn't have to delete my notes from last week or the last time I did notes because they also did Brand New Animal and Kings of the Slope.
Okay.
Yeah, so I seen that it said Babuna and I deleted it from my notes. I was like, wait, is that the same guy? And I had to look it back up and I was like, oh yeah, it is. Maybe that's why it was on Megalobox was on my mind because I had read it from that.
Oh, maybe.
The opening is Bite by Leo Ami. And the ending is Kakete Koyo by Nakamura Emi. Mm-hmm. And then the couple fun facts I have here. This was nominated for Crunchyroll's 2018 Anime of the Year. And the second season was announced last fall. So
there's a second season coming?
Yeah, it's going to be a second season, and it's going to be based a couple years into the future.
After this anime.
Yeah, after this anime.
The events of this anime.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's going to be a second tournament. Well, they hinted at that.
Yeah, they said it's going to take... Well, they said it's going to take some years into the future, so it'll probably be like the 25th classic, and then we see the boy or whatever. Or we see the kids who have been training.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
And
Sachio in the ring.
Yeah, Sachio. Or it would be really cool if it was... I think Sachio would be like the easy one to be.
Yeah.
I would like to see his other friends.
Yeah, his other friend. I hope that they make a return as well.
But
his,
I would his like...
other friends were dope.
So I would like to see... I guess let's talk about this now, Jay. First, okay. Hold on. Before we get into any of that. Music. How did you feel about the music?
Music's fantastic in this anime.
Yeah, I know. I love the music. I love the hip-hop.
Yeah.
I really loved Sachio's
song.
Yeah, well, he had two songs.
Did you watch it in English?
No, dub. It was dubbed. Did they dub the song in English?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. No, I watched it in Japanese.
Okay.
So that's cool that they dubbed. Now I want to go back and listen to it in English. And then both of the opening's okay.
A lot of cool visuals. Right. They're solid. The opening and the ending.
I really like the neon sign art in the ending. The ending. Yeah. Really love that. So real quick, I don't know if we should say this for later or now, Jay, but what do you want in a second season? Should we wait? Put a pin in it?
Yeah, we could wait for that.
Yeah, remind me. Hopefully we don't forget.
Yeah, I know, right?
Remind me, probably because, real quick, for things that I would change, probably nothing. So let's slot that there. What do we want in a second season? Okay. So let's try to remember that. Okay, anything general you want to talk about, Jay?
I guess visuals would be an art style, but man, this anime looks really cool. How it's like retro and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's retro and it's like new.
New, yeah.
So that's a lot because they also did. They're not doing the new.
Lupin,
but they did a woman called Fujiko Mine, and that one is like the same thing where it looks like a 60s, 70s anime, and they just. But it's made today, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very unique look. Like, you couldn't mistaken it for anything else.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I actually have anything general. Oh, I like the little subtleties to noise they do in this anime.
Yeah.
So, like, one thing is, like, the Aragaki's, like, suicide. Like, when he has the gun in his mouth, you can hear the gun, like, chattering.
Yeah.
As he's like moving it in his mouth. The other one is when the one mafia boss puts the knife on the table to threaten Namu. What's his name? Nabaru? No, the
Nambu.
Nabu, right? Nabu.
Nanbu.
Nanbu. Yeah, when he's saying Nambu, and then Nambu like hits the desk, and you can hear the knife like skipping on the table. I thought that was really, really cool. And the sound of punching too, the gloves punching.
Yeah,
I really like that too.
And like the sound of like the air from the gears, like when it's like puffing out air and stuff, or moving. There's a lot of gear movement sounds and stuff like that. Really nice touch.
Yeah. So real quick, Jay. Quick question for you. I don't know if I missed it or they explained it. How did Megalobox replace boxing? Did they ever explain it?
I don't think it was ever explained.
Because what's the point?
I know.
I was like, it's real cool to see. I mean, maybe like all of the they can now like legit die.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's like the thing. I think what makes Megaloboxing a little more accessible than regular boxing, from like a contestant standpoint, is that anybody can be involved in it. There's no limitations from like weight class and height or anything like that, or weight. Like a lightweight could fight a heavyweight and it's fine, because the arm or the gear, I guess,
compensates, kind of
puts them like on a almost equal footing. I guess the biggest drawback would be reach.
Right. But I was like, I don't get, like, why not just watch boxing?
I guess so, yeah.
Like, I it's cool. Like I said, it's really cool, like, the designs for everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this is literally, like, boxing. Or maybe, like, you can't do crazy punches or whatever. Uh-huh. Powerful punches without
gear.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You're not as fast.
Yeah, I was like, I don't get the appeal of watching this versus actual boxing.
Does real boxing have a limit to how many rounds there are?
Yes.
That's there's
12. That it... 12 rounds usually. Oh, in a 12? Title bout. Yeah, it's 12 rounds.
Okay.
Yeah, and this one's like until somebody gets knocked out.
Yeah, or until somebody falls.
Or the ref calls it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's an actual 12. I think it's like 12 rounds, and you can go up to like 13 if you agree upon it beforehand. I also like didn't. I don't know if you know what he was wearing, Jay. The white haired guy. What's his name?
Yuri.
Yeah, Yuri. The easiest name to remember. Yuri. When he was running on the treadmill, he had a mask on. Do you know what that mask does?
It makes it harder to breathe.
Yeah, it restricts your oxygen. Mm-hmm. So you it's like a lot of people use it when they're training, like athletes use it to train when they go like football players use it when they're gonna go to high altitudes.
Yeah,
so you can't train with the less oxygen, you just wear the mask everywhere, or you train with it so your lungs are used to breathing.
Yeah, breathing at different altitudes.
Yeah, but if you just do it year-round, you know, you just make your lungs have high stamina.
Oh, yeah.
And, so this anime has my favorite battle archetype in it.
Okay.
Where it's... That. So it's, basically guy underdog who's a step down than everybody.
Uh-huh.
So, like, in this case, Joe doesn't have any gear.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Joe doesn't have any gear, and everyone else has gear, so he has that disadvantage on him.
Yeah.
But it's, like, whenever they're... The thing that's perceived the disadvantage, I really like. Like, in a world of... when people all have... guns. So yeah, so like, say like Zoro is a case of this. Zoro from One Piece, where like,
okay, yeah,
everyone has like these devil fruits and like guns, but no, he's a swordsman.
Yeah,
like who has nothing really special to him. He's just a guy with strong. Some swords, a strong guy with swords.
And... yeah,
or like I can't think of any like in a world of magic, like the one person who has like a revolver.
Yeah,
you know, like I just like those archetypes are really, really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty good thing. I like it too.
All right, Jay, anything general you want to... Anything else?
How do you feel about it? We found another Mexican in an anime.
Yeah, you know what? their Spanish was so weird. It felt weird to me.
I thought it sounded pretty good.
You watched the dub.
The dub is different, but the Spanish in that one was really good. What sucks is we had this problem with Brand New Animal as well. It's just whenever there's like subtitles of like different like a sign or something like that, it wouldn't unless you went into the menu and changed like what your the subtitles are like. It's not telling you like the signs and stuff like that, like what it says. But when they're doing that whole interview, like before Megalonia, like where they're like on the doing the press conference, everything that the Mexican dude was saying was not translated. It was translated into Japanese, but not into English or anything.
Yeah, was the blonde guy, was he English still?
Yes, he's like American, right?
Yeah, I think he's more of European.
Oh, really?
He's a hunter. Because I don't know. To me, like hunters are more like British or like European. But
he was the bloody lion. That's what they called him in the
dub. Yeah, something like that.
And they called Joe the hunter.
The hunter. Well, no, like I guess that's true. And his name was like something Burrow too.
I forget. Yeah, Burrows.
Burrows.
What was his first name?
I forget.
I thought he was American because in the dub he kind of had like a southern draw.
There was like some really good English in there. The Spanish that was being used, maybe because I'm used to like actual Mexican Spanish.
Yeah.
But it sounded like Spaniard Spanish, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. Which is a weird
like comparing like British English to American English. Something like that.
It's just like how it's said, and then plus it's like they probably got a Japanese person who speaks Spanish to do it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, the English in there wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it. I was really happy when he started speaking Spanish. I was like, yo, that's really cool.
Yeah. I really liked that part. I just wish I knew what he said.
No, there you go.
I mean, because I wasn't really like really paying attention. I mean, I could understand like most Spanish, but
he was just talking crap, essentially.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Ooh,
the spider,
exactly. All right, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, art and cinematography. We
kind of touched on it already, but art looks fantastic. The characters look really cool.
I really love Joe's afro. He has his.
I know. Really reminds me of Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, it's. I really love it.
Yeah.
Really cute. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a bad dog designed in an anime, but his Yuri's husky is adorable.
Yeah.
Even when it's like growling, that was really cool. Trying to think who else.
One thing I really enjoyed was like the whole like lay of the land and how it looks. It almost looks kind of like post-apocalyptic. A little bit, maybe just in the slums it looks like that, but I thought it looked really cool how everything was just like run down, and I don't know, it just felt like everything was
like
deserted.
It felt like a dystopia in places and everywhere but the city. Like it felt like the dregs, which is pretty cool. I like that. Trying to think of any other things I liked artistically. Because we don't really get... Oh, I really like how the setting of like their training spot is right underneath a bridge. Right next to
like,
some water.
Like they're homeless or something.
Yeah, it's real cool. I really like that. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of different like setting. Oh, how like dirty the underground scene feels. Like, perfect. Yeah. Like, it felt really good. Do you have any cinematography notes, Jay?
Well, there's a lot of well, a lot of the boxing shots are really cool. There was actually, I sent you the gift of
Aragaki.
Aragaki, yeah, the first gif I sent you, Aragaki. Yeah. That shot was of them like the camera trading blows, like, around the whole ring.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
This is a really, really dope scene. And it's set up in the scene before. Oh, I don't know if it's Yuri's talking to Joe, and Yuri's dog goes up to him, and it's like really nice. And he goes, "Oh, he's like, it's weird because he only like barks at strangers."
Yeah.
And later on, like the very next scene, Yuri is like training like a demon possessed or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dog is like going crazy.
Yeah, growling.
Yeah, growling at his shadow. And I was like, that's pretty dope. How it's like he's a different person when he's a stranger. He's different when he trains. And I think that was a really cool subtle way to do it.
Yeah.
To say like how he's different minded in that state. Trying to think.
One really cool thing that I remember was, I know there was this towards the beginning, there was like the first like really hip hop song that really comes on, and like there's this kid with like goggles on, and he's like looking onto like the landscape of all the skyscrapers and all that stuff. That whole shot, like itself, the art style of that shot is like really cool, like how vast everything looks, the city.
Yeah, the sprawling and city.
Yeah, and then later on, towards the end of the anime, we get this similar scene, but he's like going away from the city, and then it ends with him looking at the vast ocean. Really, I really enjoyed seeing like the comparison between those two of like how different both sides are.
You got any other scenes?
Oh, just the fights in general were really fun to watch.
Yeah, they were really, really good.
Yeah. What one thing I didn't enjoy about the fights, though, is Joe did a lot of hugging.
Yeah, that's boxing.
I know it's part of boxing, but that's like a foul, right?
I mean, if you hug for too long, yeah. Okay. So it's called the clinch, Jay. You got to get him in there. Get your...
I don't know too much about boxing. All I know is like the punches and stuff, because I have a boxing game that I do.
Yeah, you clinch up to try to catch your breath and get less hits in. Mm-hmm. Usually the ref will tell you to hey, like back up before.
That's enough.
Yeah, but usually they let you get a little bit in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I couldn't say it. I really, really love the. I mean, this is a weird way to say it, but the Aragaki suicide scene. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Actually, almost all his scenes were really cool. Where like the scene where he discovers the bomb on the body,
yeah,
and then he later has that dream where it's
the Nambu coach that pulls him in,
yeah, really good. And then the whole scene of him, and I wish we got like a whole consistent scene of it when he has the gun in his mouth and then he sees the ticket and it saves his life. There,
yeah,
he like puts it down, puts the gun down. Oh, and then this only really happens in the first episode, but like the light trails, like what's the word I'm looking for, where it's like the camera has like the lens is like high dilation, I think that's what it's called, like when light moves and leaves a trail, yeah, and it leaves like a trail of light, like a
slow shutter speed kind of thing,
yeah. I guess that's what it is, but there's like a lot of cool shots of like tail lights leaving a streak across the screen, and it only happens in the first episode. But I thought it was really, really neat. It looked cool. I wish there was more of that in there.
Yeah, I like really like the when Joe like drives his motorcycle, like all about. It looks really, really cool. His motorcycle itself looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like when he's like in the middle of the desert and stuff like that, it looks really cool.
That's what's kind of weird. There's like super varying places. Like
Yeah.
that gas station where he gets his
Stuff
bike
fixed.
fixed.
Yeah.
Or he gets his gear fixed too. It seems like it's in the middle of nowhere, but like to me it seems like there might be like on an island. It's weird.
Apparently it's set in Japan, Tokyo.
Oh, it's best somebody it's like on the waterfront.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Characters. Do you have any underutilized characters in this anime?
Aragaki.
Really?
No. Aragaki's fine. The other kids.
Yeah, but I mean, is this like you're filling something in, or would you
I think
want
so.
More? Because I think
yeah.
it's fine with the other kid. We get a little bit of the other kids. We don't really need much of them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the one that always eats.
Yeah, I actually
he's underutilized.
I actually think the president was underutilized, like as a villain or as an antagonist.
Oh, Yukiko.
Yeah. She barely has any lines if you think about it. Like she, even though she's probably the main antagonist, or she's like a secondary antagonist, because like Yuri is the main antagonist. But I think
yeah.
like she could have been like really cool if we got more into like their backstory. Like, we get little like hints of their backstory, but we don't get the whole thing. And I really wish we just got more of them.
Okay.
And like more setup with her would be cool too.
Yeah.
Like, she just seemed like more she was, like, a piece to move the plot along and not much else, really. Alright, least favorite character, Jame? I don't think I have any.
I don't think I have any least favorite. I mean, this is kind of a small cast.
Yeah.
Characters.
Not much to hate.
Yeah, not much to hate.
Alright, so favorite characters. I'm going to open up with my actual most favorite character in this anime.
Who's that?
And that's the mob boss. I think he's the coolest dude in this anime.
Yeah. Half chef, half gangster.
Is that like a god? Not it can't be Godfather. Is it Godfather? I forget. There's a lot of mafia movies where it's like they walk the person into the kitchen and the boss is making food. And it's like
sounds familiar.
I don't know if it's Godfather or another mafia movie. But if you ever see a movie now, just look at it. It's like a very popular trope of like the mafia boss is cooking. He's cooking spaghetti and meatballs for the boys.
Yeah, or they're at least at a restaurant that they like or something, or a restaurant that they own.
Right. I really like the when they introduce him at first, where he's like, "Oh, did you know that you know this many grams of meat makes or this many grams of bone." Make this amount of broth, and he goes, "Well, how much do you weigh?" And he's like freaking out. He's like, "Come on, tell me." That was pretty. I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty cool. And
I
then
like his
design
as well, like his tattoos.
Yeah.
Pretty
oh, his
cool
dragon tattoos he has, like obviously
yeah.
Yakuza tattoos. Mm-hmm. And he has that really cool the really cool scene too. Where the coach rips out his eye or whatever, and instead of like killing him, he goes, "Nah, okay, you paid your debt." Cause that's a callback to the beginning where he was like,
huh?
"I'm gonna take your other eye."
And as like a payment for losing.
Yeah.
The bet or whatever.
Yeah, but I like how he even said like, "Man, the one thing this guy wanted to see was his boy dancing, and now he'll never see it again."
Yeah.
So he's like, "Well, he paid his price." I was like, "Oh, how nice." Joe? Joe's really cool.
Joe's a great character.
I kind of wish we just knew more about him than he's just a fighter.
Yeah. No name.
Yeah, because he's kind of generic
nowhere.
In a sense, but he has a really cool design, I feel.
Yeah, I really like his clothes. I find it kind of funny that these guys are like boxing in like pants and stuff. Like, don't boxers usually wear shorts?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it, well, it's like, I feel like he's always wearing the same pants, right?
Yeah.
When he's boxing and.
God, that must be super hot to be wearing those pants like that.
I know, and they're tight. And then who else? There's Nanbu. I mean, he's fine.
Yeah, he's cool. I don't have any complaints about him. He's not my favorite.
Sachio's a good rapper.
Anyone else?
I thought
Yuri was a cool foil.
He was a cool antagonist. He was a cool foil. I think Mikio was also a pretty good bad guy.
Oh yeah.
And then there's Aragaki. He's a pretty cool character as well, being like it's paraplegic, right? When you have
when you're missing
some sort of limb.
Yeah, paraplegic, yeah. Because quadriplegic is four when you don't have anything.
Okay. I also enjoyed the neat detail that his coach is like missing his arm. I don't know if he's missing both arms, but he's missing one of them.
Yeah, because he's training with the VA.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, pretty cool. Are you ready to move on to favorite things, Jay?
My favorite thing is the fights.
Yeah, pretty much. This is the kind of light character development. I think they try to push more character development like at the end, but at that point, I was like, I was kind of done with the anime. Yeah, I don't know. I would just like it would have been spread out more because it's so fast paced, and then the last five episodes is like three fights, and it just slows down, especially the second to last episode. Just like screeches to a halt, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I do like the twist of Yuri wanting to take off his gear.
Yeah,
I actually really enjoyed for that
honor fight him.
I was actually surprised that I was thinking this whole anime was gonna be like him wearing the gear and stuff, because like all the advertisements are him in gear.
Yeah, and he loses it like in the second or third episode.
Yeah, so I was really surprised that like I thought he was just like gonna win his first match, and then I don't know if you get money for winning matches, but then he'd buy a gear after the first one, but it never happened.
I was surprised because I was like, oh, the kid's gonna steal the orange gear for him, and
yeah, I thought that was
gonna use that, and immediately like breaks out the first punch.
Yeah, it was like freaking it disintegrates pretty much. What was like a crappy gear.
Yeah, well, because it was a prototype, which is pretty cool. Because like it makes you think. Because he's like, oh yeah, it's a prototype, like a rare gear or whatever.
Uh huh.
And it kind of sets it up to like, oh, this is what he's gonna be using. I kind of wanted him to use his like janky gear the whole time, because that would have been cool too. But they gave him the ultimate. Like they made him an underdog, and then made him the ultimate underdog by taking away his gear, which is pretty cool.
But taking away his gear is what made a name for himself.
Exactly. Any other favorite moments?
I don't know. I don't think I have any more. I think that's that twist of Yuri was like my favorite part.
Yeah. And then
the fights themselves are really fun.
Yeah, and then I already said kind of my least favorite moments was I really enjoyed the pacing of the anime because it was really fast.
Yeah.
But I really didn't like, the second to last episode. I felt like that was the only one like killer episode where it just like killed the momentum.
That's the episode where he's like Yuri's recovering, right?
Yeah, essentially like Yuri's recovering and then just Joe's training.
Yeah.
And that's like the whole episode. I think it's just like a brief respite, but I wasn't feeling it.
I think there's also like was that the episode with the flashback as well of like when Nanbu met Joe.
Yeah.
Which Joe was like even more underground boxing, like bare knuckle boxing person.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, is there anything else you want to bring up before we end the wrap up?
I mean, I know we didn't really talk too much about this anime. I mean, there's not a lot going on with this anime other than, like,
it's cool just boxing.
It looks really cool, and it's a lot of fun boxing stuff.
This is not like, you can tell what anime is, like, characters we really like, because that's when we, the most of the time, we spend it talking about characters. And that's probably the weakest part of this anime, is the character writing in it.
Yeah, the development.
Yeah, it's not there in most places. Aragaki gets development the two episodes he's there. Like, I really love that. Like, if the anime was like, all right, give me some development for Joe every so often, and then give me cool stuff about the people he's fighting, I would really enjoy that. That's kind of like where, like, Ace of Diamonds is. Meets that middle ground. Like, there'll be a couple episodes of the school that we're following, and then who they're facing will be another, like, six episodes. Okay. Like, why they're fighting so hard to win.
And that actually sounds pretty fun.
Yeah. I mentioned it before. There's a whole arc of this team, the main character's team is facing. They're, like, the super underdogs. Like, no one believes that they're going to win. And before the arc starts, perspective switches. So you're on the underdog team, or you're following the underdog team facing the main team that you're supposed to be rooting for. And it makes the team that you've been rooting for look like the antagonist, like they are the antagonist of that arc.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you're like, I want the antagonist to win because that's who I'm following. But these kids that we're following here are, like, really cute underdogs. Like, I want them to win. But then it would stop our boys from winning.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's neat. A neat character switch. And it's like 50 episodes in where they do that. And it's really cool.
Enough about Ace of Diamonds.
Enough about Ace of Diamonds. Talking about Megalobox. Yeah, anything else today? Are you ready to end the
Fun
wrap
anime.
Up? Fun anime.
I would recommend it.
Well, spoilers, Jay.
I know, right?
All right, Jay. Accessibility. There's a little blood. There's a lot of blood. I don't know if there's cursing
cursing. Yeah, there's some cursing.
And then you can catch it on in violence, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can catch it on Crunchyroll and Hulu. The dub's on Hulu.
Yep.
What's next, Jay? Rewatchability. I think I'm fine.
Yeah, I think I'm good with just the one watch.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Since there is going to be season two, what would you like to see in season two?
I would like to see some of the characters have a comeback. Like, not comeback, like, I don't want them to be the main focus of the anime, but I do want them to be, like, some sort of a part of it somehow.
I would really love to see, let's say, 20-year jump, maybe?
Okay.
10 to 20-year jump, and Megalo MMA is a thing. Because I think that'd be really cool.
Like a full body gear?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it would be like legs. Or like kickboxing would be pretty cool too. Yeah, be neat. I think that'd be. Or like the gear has been put into different sports. That'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah. Just
different sports would be fun as well.
All right. I don't know what I'd want the main character to be, but...
Yeah, I don't think at that point it really matters. I think I probably want something new. Like, just give me, like... The only thing that has to have to do with it would be, like, gear.
Like, yeah.
And then just throw me in that universe again. That'd be really fun.
It's probably gonna involve somebody at the Nowhere. Team Nowhere.
Right. All right, Jay.
All right.
Moment of truth. What do you rate it?
I think I'll give this a flat recommend.
I really, really wanted to love this anime, but I like it. It was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It's a flat recommend.
I mean, it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a nice. I was telling Jay before this. I basically watched it all today. I watched it all in one day. It was that easy of a watch.
Yeah, and like you said, it's really well paced. So you could. get through it like pretty quick without even realizing it.
Exactly. All right, Jay, now that we've beat the spit out of each other with
I know, right?
with our robot arms.
I finally figured out how to distribute my weight between my two legs.
50-50, Jay. 50-50. What do you have for us next week, Jay?
So I have an anime that's kind of in the realm of, not in the realm of boxing, but in the realm, well, it's just another sports anime. I always never have good segues, so I'm just going to say, we're going to do How Heavy Are Your Dumbbells You Lift?
Ooh, there you go. That's a 2019 or 2020 anime?
I think it's 19.
The 19 or 20, yeah.
Yeah, it's a newer one.
There you go.
So this is on Funimation.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick it because, like, you know, we watched a boxing anime with, like, people getting into shape, and I want to get into shape.
There you go.
So let's figure out how to lift properly, Aaron.
I see there's a character, I don't know if you know exists in here, but he's like, I don't really want to spoil the joke, but it's really good. I can't wait. I'm excited. 12 episodes. I don't want to spoil the joke. It's pretty
Is
funny.
There a dub?
Yes, there is a dub. I mean, you might see him in the opening. You're like, what the hell? So
I've only seen the cover art, and I know that it, I think this anime, I heard somewhere it does good explanation on how to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like good at explaining the workouts that they do. I think I heard that somewhere. Maybe I'm thinking of a different anime. Whatever. Yeah. We're watching that anime.
Man, you know
how heavy are your dumbbells?
What's so weird about this anime though is I remember like posting stuff in our chat about this anime. Like sending you like, hey, look, this anime is coming about weightlifting.
Yeah.
So,
like, I think you texted me when this was announced, I think.
Yeah, which is so weird. Now that we're, like, recovering anime, like, that I've been trying to tell you to watch or look out for, like, this is going to be cool. Check this out.
Yeah, going to watch it.
All right, everybody. And if you're excited to watch it, as me and Jay are, and want to hear us talk about it next week, go ahead, give us a like, subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on SoundCloud. Check out the Instagram. Jay, what did you post this week or last week?
I posted, well, I still need to draw something for One Piece, but the last thing I posted was the water filter from BNA.
Adorable. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Anyway. I hope you enjoyed everything.
Yep. Everybody. And if you want to give us a recommendation or anything that we could try to do better, you could send us an email. Aaron's always checking the emails.
Yes, sir. And that's it, everybody.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
See you guys in the next podcast.
Everybody stay boxing. Megaloboxing.